Hello, and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our summer Bible reading plan, which coincides with our summer sermon series, Surprised by God. Please feel free to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written and presented by Senior Pastor Will Cantrell. The scripture is 2 Kings chapter 22, verses 1 through 20. If you haven't already done so, we suggest that you pause the podcast, read the scripture, and come back for the reflection.
Once, while on an international mission trip, our host took us to the local market to buy souvenirs. Unfortunately, we did not realize it was the custom in that country to haggle for the price of goods. After purchasing several items for the asking price, it occurred to us the shopkeepers never smiled at us when we made our purchases. One of our local friends saw the situation and quickly pulled us aside and let us in on the secret. "The sellers are offended that you pay them an unfair asking price," he told us. "They expect you to bargain. They appreciate your money, but they crave your respect." We had no idea. Once we found out we were supposed to bargain, we immediately changed our tactics. After that, smiles lit up the retailers' faces. We were engaging with them on their terms according to their culture, and that meant more to them than just making a high profit off naive foreigners. 2 Kings chapter 22 tells the story of King Josiah, a young man who inherits the throne of Judah and discovers widespread neglect of the temple and religious practices. During temple renovations, a scroll with many forgotten laws of Moses, believed by many biblical scholars to be an early version of what we now know of as the Book of Deuteronomy, is discovered. When Josiah reads it, he mourns how far the people have strayed from God's commands. Then he immediately implements reforms to restore their faithfulness and devotion. In my life, I've had many times when I thought I was right as rain and ended up being wrong as the day is long. I've had times when I've come to realize that my ways of relating to people have been unhelpful or hurtful, and times when I've discovered that something I thought was healthy or at least okay was actually quite bad. In these moments, I remember King Josiah. His kingdom neglected God's laws, and it hurt his heart when he learned the full extent of the neglect. But he didn't give up or spend too much time feeling sorry for himself. Instead, he got to work fixing it. We don't know what we don't know. Once God gives us new revelation, however, even if it's tough to receive, we don't have to spend our lives consumed by regret. We can express our sorrow and get on with the business of changing our ways. King Josiah, described in 2 Kings 22, verse 2, is called someone who did right in the sight of the Lord. He's called this not because he always got it right immediately, but because once God's will became clear, he immediately followed it. Let's pray. Gracious Lord, forgive us for our seasons of ignorance, when we have caused harm carelessly and considered good that which is bad. When we learn the error of our ways, give us humility and courage to change, that we might be known, like Josiah, as those who do right in your sight. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United, and we would love to hear from you. To contact us, please send an email to podcasts@concordunited.org with daily devotional in the subject line. For more information on Concord United Methodist Church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, Surprised by God. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.